بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the Riyad al-Salihin, and we have reached Hadith 58. In this Hadith, Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Hurairah رضي الله ta'ala anhu reported that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one of the early prophets, غزا نبي من الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم, one of the early prophets, may Allah salah and salam be upon them, who was out on an expedition. So فقال لقومه لا يتبعني رجل ملك بضع امرأة وهو يريد أن يبني بها ولما يبني بها. He proclaimed that among his people that no man should follow him who had married a woman with whom he wished to cohabit but had not yet done so. ولا أحد بنى بيوتا لم يرفع سقوفها, or who had built houses on which he had not yet put the roofs. ولا أحد اشترى غنما أو خلفات وهو ينتظر أولادها, or who had bought sheep or pregnant she camels and was expecting them to produce young. فغزا, he then went on the expedition. فدنا من القرية صلاة العصر أو قريبا من ذلك, and he approached the town at the time of the Asr prayer or little before it. فقال للشمس إنك مأمورة وأنا مأمور. He then told the sun that both it and he were under command. اللهم احبسها علينا, and he invoked Allah to hold it back from them or for them. Hold it from what? Meaning hold it from sun setting, from going to set. فحبست حتى فتح الله عليه, so it was held back till Allah gave him victory. فجمع الغنائم فجاءت, يعني النار, لتأكلها فلم تطعمها. So he collected the spoils, and it, meaning fire, came to devour these, but did not. فقال إن فيكم غلولا, he said that among you, the people, there was a man who stole from the booty. فليبايعني من من كل قبيلة رجل. He told them that a man's hand, he told them that a man from each of the tribes, every tribe must swear allegiance to him. فلزقت يد رجل بيده, and when a man's hand stuck to his, he said, فيكم الغلول, he said, فقال فيكم الغلول, he said, there is a thief among you. فجاءوا فليبايعني قبيلتك, he said, there is a thief among you, and every individual of your tribe must swear allegiance to me. فلزقت يد رجلين أو ثلاثة بيده, in the course of this wearing, the allegiance hands of two or three persons stuck to his hand. فقال فيكم الغلول, he said, the thief is among you. فجاءوا برأس مثل رأس بقرة من الذهب, they brought him a head of gold like a cow's head. فوضعها فجاءت النار فأكلتها, they brought him a head of gold like a cow's head, and when he laid it down, the fire came and devoured the spoils. فلم تحل الغنائم لأحد قبلنا, spoils were not allowed to anyone before us, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. ثم أحل الله لنا الغنائم لما رأى ضعفنا وعجزنا فأحلها لنا, then Allah allowed the spoils to us as He saw our weakness and incapacity and allowed them to us. This hadith In this hadith there are great signs. For in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told about one of the prophets alayhi salatu wa sallam that this prophet performed an exposition. Allah commanded him to make the jihad. However, he alayhi salatu wasalam did not want from anyone who had a contract of marriage with his wife and did not cohabit with her, did not have the intercourse with her, to join. And also for those who had built houses on which they had not yet put the roofs as well, not to join. And also those who had bought sheep or pregnant she camels and were expecting them to produce young, also not to join. That is because they will be busy in that which they are encountering. The man, newly married, is busy with his wife, with whom he didn't have intercourse yet. So he is eager for her. Similarly, the man who had built the house, yet did not finish it, he did not put the roof, is busy with his construction, building the house for himself and for his family, in addition to the person who is busy waiting for his pregnant sheep or pregnant she camel, waiting for the produce young. And that is because jihad requires that the person is unoccupied, having no concern except in the jihad. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Sharh, chapter 94, verse 7, said, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ So when you have finished from your occupation, then stand up for Allah's worship, meaning for the prayer. I mean, if you finished your worldly affairs such that you don't continue to be busy with them, in this case, you stand up to perform the due worship upon you. And the Prophet ﷺ also said in the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim, لا صلاة بحضرة الطعام ولا هو يدافع الأخبثان. No prayer can be rightly said when the food is there presented before the worshipper and he is inclined to the food, and or when he is prompted by the call of nature. So this indicates that the person who intends to perform the worship is to free his heart from occupation in other than occupation in matters which may affect the worship, as well as his body as well, should be ready for the worship, inclining to it, eager to do it, and to do that with tranquility and openness of chest. Then afterwards, the Prophet, whom our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about, went for the expedition. So he came to a town at the time after Salat al-Asr, after the Asr, after Salat al-Asr, and the night was approaching, and he feared that if the night approaches and comes, that he would miss the victory. So he began again addressing the son, saying, "Anti ma'muratun wa ana ma'mur." That's okay. "Anti ma'mura wa ana ma'mur." You are under command, and I am under command. However, the command related to the son is a kauni command, kauni, universal. And you remember we always distinguished between the universal decrees or commands and the legal commands. The matter of the son is a universal command. However, his command is a legal command, because he is commanded to perform the jihad. And the son is commanded to traverse the path which Allah trailed for it. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yasin 36-38, والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. So it takes the path which Allah decreed for it. Better to say that. And the sun runs on its fixed course for a term appointed. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Since Allah created the sun, and it is on its fixed course, it doesn't change it. So he said, "Allahumma fahbisha anna." He invoked Allah, so he said, to hold it back for them. So Allah held the sun, and it did not set on its due time until he performed the expedition. And he gained all these spoils. And when he gained these spoils, and you know, the spoils for the nations that preceded us were not permitted for the army. However, Allah permitted this to this ummah. And this is from the particular distinctions which Allah had bestowed upon this ummah, walhamdulillah. As to the previous nations, they used to gather the booties and the spoils, and then a fire descends upon it from heavens, from above, and it burns it. So in this case, he collected the spoils, but the fire did not descend. So this prophet concluded that there is ghulul, that there was stealing from the booty. Then he commanded that from every tribe, a man, a person must swear allegiance to him. That there is no ghulul, no theft from the booty. When they gave him the allegiance, one of the hands of the men became stuck to his hand, to the hand of this prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. And as such, he said, "There is indeed a thief among you," mean this particular tribe. So therefore he commanded that every person from this tribe gives him allegiance. Two or three hands also became stuck. So he said, "There is theft amongst you." So they came. What they did is that when they stole all from it and hid this head's cow from gold, a head of gold, like a cow's head. When that was brought, and it was placed amongst the rest of the booty, the fire came down. Subhanallah. And it burned it. And this is from the signs of Allah, most mighty and most majestic. In this hadith, there are many benefits. From that is that the jihad is legalized in the former nations, in the preceding nations, as it is legalized for this ummah. And this is also evident in the book of Allah, in Allah's saying in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 146, وَكَأَيِّن مِّن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. And many a prophet, many from the amongst the prophets fought in Allah's cause, and along with him fought large bands of religious learned men. But they never lost heart for that which did befall them in Allah's way, nor did they weaken or degrade themselves. And Allah loves as-sabirin, the patient ones. And similarly in the story of Talut and Jalut and Dawood, alayhi salatu wasalam, in Surah Al-Baqarah, 246 to 252. You know that, right? Talut, Jalut, the story with Dawood, alayhi salam. In addition to this benefit, this hadith is evidence for the greatness and magnificence of Allah, the Most Mighty and Most Majestic, and that He is the one who runs the affairs of the universe, and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things opposite to their natural course, either to support a messenger, either to support a messenger, or to ward off harm and evil from him, or for a benefit in Islam. Three things. Allah runs the affairs of the universe, and He can change the natural things which He has created from their normal course, either to, number one, give support to a messenger, or two, toward harm of him, or three, for a benefit in Islam. Clear? Okay. Now, the ayat, the signs which Allah bestows upon the prophets, there is support to them. In that there is support to them under all situations. And in this case, the sun, which Allah held from its fixed course. Allah created the sun to traverse a fixed path or course, and that it does not proceed nor move except by His command. But in here, in this situation we are discussing, Allah commanded the sun to hold. So what happened? The time between Asr and Maghrib became prolonged until Allah opened on the hands of this prophet the town which he targeted. Is that clear? The reason why. And in this and in this there is a response to those who call themselves the people of nature, who say that the stars, the celestial bodies, do not change. Subhanallah. Who is the one who created to these bodies, these stars. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who created them. And the one who created them is all able to change their course and their nature. But these people think that these stars traverse or move in accordance with, quote, nature's will, and that no one runs their affairs. And we seek refuge in Allah from this, because in this they deny the Creator, Allah. And we know that the evidences from the book and from the Sunnah are clear that the stars, these objects, change by the command of Allah. Here is the Prophet we're talking about. Invoked Allah, and the sun ceased its path, its movement. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet, alayhi salatu wa salam, Rasulullah, when the mushriks, the pagans, asked him to show them a sign for the truthfulness of his message, he pointed to the moon. He pointed to the moon. And it split into two halves while they were looking. A half above As-Safa and the other above Al-Marwa. And regarding this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qamar 54:1-2, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر. The hour has drawn near and the moon has been cleft asunder. And if they see a sign, so he showed them the splitting of the moon, as you know. And if they see a sign, they turn away and they say, this is continuous magic. So they said, this is a magic. And we were afflicted by this magic of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that the moon did not split asunder. Rather, this is the effect of magic done by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which did this to our sight. That is because the kafir, we seek refuge in Allah, upon whom, listen, the kafir upon whom the word of Allah is justified, does not believe. As Allah said in Surah Yunus 10:96-97, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ. Only those against whom the word of your Lord has been justified will not believe. Will not believe. Even if every sign should come to them until they see the painful torment. We ask Allah for ourselves and for all of you the afi, the well-being. And that Allah guides our hearts. The hearts are between two of the fingers of the most beneficent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns them as He wishes. So, those against whom the word, the wrath of Allah has been justified, they will not believe. Never believe. Even if you bring them every sign. And that's why they asked from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a sign. And he showed them the sign, this magnificent and amazing sign of the cleft of the moon. No one is able to do that. But they said, as in 54, 2 to 3 they said سحر مستمر continuous magic وكذبوا واتبعوا أهواءهم وكل أمر مستقر they said this is continuous magic وكذبوا they belied and followed their own lusts and every matter will be settled every matter will be settled and in this hadith there are other benefits from that is the showing the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah where he made permissible for this ummah the booties that it gains from the kafirs and these booties were haram upon the nations before now this is a great bounty of upon the ummah because in this there is a great good for the Islamic nation that helps it and matters of jihad so they gain from the kuffar a lot of booties and wealth whereby they utilize it again in jihad and this is from the favor of Allah upon us as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said أُعْطِيتُ خَمْسًا لَمْ يُعْطَهُنَّ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ قَبْلِي I have been given 5 things which none of the previous prophets were given for me and he mentioned from that وَأُحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمِ وَلَمْ تَحِلَّ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلِي and the spoils and the booties or the booties were made permissible for me and were not made permissible for anyone before me عليه الصلاة والسلام and in this hadith also there is a sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the story of those who made the theft and stole whereby their hands became stuck in the hands of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and this is in opposition to the norm but Allah the Most High is able to do all things that is because we know that in the normal situations when people shake the hands that the hands after the shaking are freed but in this case they were kept held to the hand of the Prophet عليه السلام and this is a sign that is because the Prophet does not know the unseen he does not know the unseen and this is another benefit the Prophets do not know the unseen and this is clear except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made known to them by his leave by his permission they themselves they don't know the unseen the evidences for this are replete as for example what occurred to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we know that many things he did not know of he alayhi salatu wasalam many things he did not know of as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for example in surah at-tahrim 66 verse 3 qalat man anba'aka hadha qala nabba'ani al-alim al-khabir let's have verses 1 to 3 قالت من أنبأك هذا قال نبأني العليم الخبير O Prophet why do you ban for yourself that which Allah has made lawful to you seeking to please your wives and Allah is oft forgiving most merciful Allah has already ordained for you O men the dissolution of your oaths and Allah is your Mawla Khalfar protector and he is the all-knower all-wise and remember when the Prophet ﷺ disclosed a matter in confidence to one of his wives so when she told it to another meaning Aisha and Allah made it known to him he informed part thereof and left a part and then when he told her Hafsa thereof she said who told you this he said the all-knower the all-aware Allah has told me. As to him, he does not know of the unseen. And his companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, they would be with him sometimes, and then he would not know of some of their affairs. Like, for example, one time Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was with him, and Abu Huraira at that time, at that moment, he had sexual defilement in a state of, he was in a state of janaba, sexual defilement. So he slept so as to go and take the ghusl, the legal bath. So when he returned from his ghusl of janaba, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَيْنَ كُنْتَ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَ, where were you, O Abu Huraira? So he did not know. And so the Prophet ﷺ does not know the unseen. And none of the creation know the unseen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Jinn 72, verses 26 to 27. عالم الغيب فلا يظهر على غيبه أحدا إلا من ارتضى من رسول فإنه يسلك من بين يديه ومن خلفه رصدا. He alone, the all-knower of al-ghayb, the unseen, and he reveals to none his ghayb except to a messenger from mankind whom he has chosen. He informs him of unseen as much as he likes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he makes a band of watching guards, angels, to march before him and behind him. And in this hadith we're talking about, there is evidence for the ability of Allah, Azza wa Jal, concerning the fire. No one knows from where it came. Rather, it descended from above, from heavens. It is not from the leaves of trees, nor it is from the wood of the earth, but it is from above. Allah commands it, and it descends, and then it burns the spoils that were gathered. These are some of the benefits of this great hadith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them an enlightenment for myself and for all of you, and to make us from those who are on a straight path, live this path in the way that pleases Him, and to forgive our sins and shortcomings. والحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.